Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome everybody to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us this week. A little recap of last week. We talked about saunas and all the benefits that you get with doing a sauna on a frequent basis. So if you want to learn more about all the benefits of using a sauna, go back and listen last week. As always, make sure that you follow us on Super Humanistic on everything. Hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. This week, we'll be talking about protein. There's been quite a few stories, a lot of diet trends out there of high protein. So we're going to tell you today about how much protein you should actually be getting, depending on your body weight, what happens if you're not getting enough protein, what happens if you eat too much protein, because that can be detrimental for your health as well, and just some other tips around protein, which is a very important building block and amino acid, and your body cannot make all of those amino acids that you need, so that's why you need to supplement it with protein. So do you want to get started in talking about how much you need?
Sure, yeah. For those who are just now tuning into our podcast, I'm Jessica, by the way, and this is my husband, David. So benefits of protein, I'm going to go through the benefits more specifically for women with protein, but also men can see some of these benefits as well. So really for women and men, protein does help build and maintain that lean muscle mass that we're looking for, especially when trying to lose weight. It strengthens our bones as well as helps with our mobility. It optimizes metabolic rate. So protein helps our metabolic rate go up, meaning when we're resting, we're still burning calories. So it's really important to get protein in our diets. Even if you are a vegan or going with more of a plant-based diet, which we talk about in other episodes, it is really important to get that protein in our diet. With our metabolic rate increasing, then protein helps us to lose weight. It is a key nutrient for keeping our body healthy, especially if you're like pregnant. So specifically for women now, if you're pregnant or breastfeeding, you need that protein to help your nutrients to get to the rest of your body, as well as feeding your child, right? Your children are going to need protein just as much as we do. Not the quantity that we need, but still the quality of protein and what we're feeding ourselves. We also need to keep in mind as we women are breastfeeding or pregnant. So how much? Those are kind of the key benefits for women. How much we should aim for in women. It is recommended that we eat or drink. And I'll get to why I say drink in a little bit, but 1.2 to 1.6 grams per kilogram. So 1.2 to 1.6 grams per 2.2 pounds of your ideal body weight. So you don't want to take the weight that you are now, because then you're going to overeat with protein. You want to take that ideal body weight. So I weigh 135 right now. I want to get to 125. So I'm going to make sure that I'm eating enough protein for that 125 body weight. If I work out, of course, you want to increase that just by a little bit, but generally looking for your ideal body weight and taking that 1.2 to 1.6 grams to figure out how much protein you need in your diet. Different sources of protein then would be that you, or would be from animal sources. So animal sources would be like the chicken, pork, fish, beef, eggs, dairy products. I tend to stay away from beef. I really don't eat red meat at all. So I, when finding protein, I'm going to be eating mainly the chicken and fish. Sometimes we'll have some eggs and then dairy products here and there as well, like yogurt. I do eat a lot of yogurt and milk. Typically though, I tend to stay with the nut milk, so, which then is that plant-based protein. So plant-based protein would be like your beans, the nuts, the seeds, and different legumes. So with our diet, we'd get enough protein just by eating like the nuts, seeds, and legumes. But you also can get protein from shakes. So protein shakes, I know we hear that a lot, especially if you go to the gym and you're working out, or if you're watching any diet or weight loss commercial, it's usually like some form of a shake, a protein shake. We do get a lot of our protein from our smoothies that we'll make. We use a plant-based protein powder, so we're not, it's very organic and natural, and it helps to kind of fill in those gaps of other protein that we might not get just from our normal diets that we have. So yeah, that's what I have for women and kind of general protein benefits. I'll turn it over to my husband.
Yeah, as my wife mentioned there, depending if you're working out, you definitely want to get a little bit more protein than if you're sedentary, which you can probably get by with about 0.8 grams of protein per day. Also, if you're working out, you still don't want to overdo it. You want to make sure that you're spreading out that protein intake, because the body can only absorb so much protein, especially within an hour or two. So it's generally recommended to make sure that you spread your meals apart, aiming for about 20 to 30 grams of protein per meal. And that'll help make sure that your body has everything it needs to continue to repair and also function properly. Also, if you don't get enough protein, you would have a protein deficiency. So it's very important that you are eating a well-balanced diet with protein, but also vegetables, fruits, healthy carbohydrates, and all those type of things as well. If you do have a protein deficiency, that could lead to muscle loss, weakened immune function, slower recovery from illnesses, conditions. So you definitely want to avoid falling into that category of being deficient. If you, on the other side though, if you take too much protein, then you'll have that excessive protein intake, which can lead to digestive issues, constipation, diarrhea, dehydration, even kidney damage in extreme cases. So very important that you follow the guidelines of the protein intake per day. I know I personally don't like to overdo it. Even based on some of these guidelines, I like to keep it around maybe 75 to 85 milligrams grams per day, but also depends on your body weight as well. So usually a healthy individual that weighs about 154 pounds, you are going to want to keep it between 84 to 140 grams per day. And that would be kind of your healthy way of doing it there. And yeah, that was pretty much it, as you've covered all the different foods. So definitely some practical tips are to, again, make sure that you have that well-balanced diet as well. That includes those other things that your body needs to function properly. And don't overdo it.
Yeah, and making sure, like, if you are an active person, make sure that you have like that protein right after your workout, because your body is at its that's the optimal time for your body to absorb that protein. So generally 30 to 60 minutes after a workout is when your body starts to absorb those nutrients that are within the body. So it's typically after your workout. I know some people do it before the workout because they want to start to like feel it as they're working out, but they say to do it when you're done working out so that your body's getting that full benefits and kind of recovering post-workout. So another tip.
All right. Great tip there. Well, thank you for joining us on this week's episode. Follow us on Super Humanistic on everything. Hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. Help us share this episode with anybody that you think might see some benefits from hearing about health and wellness and everything that we talk about. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.